I will continue with the Mishnah of Zman Shachris, and Amir Tzachem will get into the Sugya of Tfilas Tashlum, and that's the goal for today. The Mishnah tells us that Tfilas HaShachar Chatzos from Yudomer Ad Arba Shos. The Mishnah doesn't address the question of when does Tfilas Shachris begin, when's the earliest time for Shachris. And the Rush tells us exactly when the earliest time for Shachris is, and he goes on to explain why the Mishnah didn't even bother relating to this question. When is the earliest time for Shachris? Says the Rush on the end of the second line, Utchilas Zmana Yiroe would seem to me Mishaola Baraka Shachar Veheir Pnei Hamizrach. So it means that there's light on the horizon. Dahavi Midi Dahavi Atomid HaShachar. He quotes a Mishnah in Masecht Yuma that the Tomid HaShachar can be brought Mishaheir Pnei Hamizrach. You know, the Mishnah is very dramatic about it.
Hebron, yeah.
Right.
Hebron, yeah.
And Afal Gav de Ikar Mitzvase Imanei Tzachama, the Rosh asks the obvious question. We're going to have our sugya here and elsewhere in the first perek. We already had it of Asikin, Kedichsiv Yeruchaim Shemesh. So there's a period of time between Amura Shachar and Zricha, Hanei Tzachama. Mikomakom, nevertheless, Mispal Bezu Asha Yotza. It's interesting. This has to be discussed under a separate topic, but it sounds like the Rush would maintain that lechatchila we have to daven vasikin. You know, we can daven at a different time, either earlier or later, but that's only yatzah. It's only a secondary kind of tefillah. So why didn't our Mishnah mention this? Very strange that the Mishnah jumps the gun, sort of, and talks about the termination point and not the departure. Why didn't the Tana bother and explain this? And the Rush answers, because the Milsa de Pshita, the Mishnah didn't feel compelled to have to tell us this. Why? We know from our Mishnah that the latest time for Shachris is the time for Talmud, the latest time for Talmud, which again depends upon Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, is Hu Adin L'chol Zman HaMuktam. Now, since we have the Mishnah here in Yuma, also in Talmud, that tells us when is the earliest time for Talmud, all we have to do is make that calculation. And once we know that the latest time for Shachris is parallel to the latest time for the Tamid Shel Shachar, therefore the earliest time for Shachar likewise is determined by the earliest time for the Karban Tamid. And this Shita of the Rush is also the Shita of the Rambam, and that you'll see in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, Perek Gimel, excuse me, Halacha Zayin. I don't think we have that on the page, but we'll bring in a Rambam Bli Neder. And the Tosa Rush repeats himself in the first comment that he has on our Mishnah. He writes, "Tchila zmana nirali mishiyala barak hashachar behevi pnei hamizrach midi dahavi atomid shel boker." Ah, forgot the ikar mitzvasa. As far as shachar is concerned, the prime, the main way of doing it is vasikinim haneitzachama kusiv yuchaim shemesh mikomakom im ispalel bezu asha yotza. If he was mispal before haneitz, after Amura Shachar, he was Yotze. Vatana lo chosh lefarsho, the milsa pshita, he came in this man, amu ucha shaloi bizman, atomiru adin, bizman hamukt. Now yesterday, or the day before, I should say, we mentioned the Beis Yosef. So Bli Neder, I'd love to go through with you the Beis Yosef inside. We really sort of covered it only superficially, but this Beis Yosef should be studied very carefully, word for word. And the Beis Yosef begins his discussion by presenting the Shita of the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, according to which, if a person did not daven after the fourth hour, he didn't daven Shacharis until Dalet shows, and therefore he didn't fulfill the requirement, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, of Tefillah Bizmana, nevertheless, up until Chatzos, he can still obtain a mitzvah of tefillah, albeit not tefillah bizmana, but tefillah itself. And the Beis Yosef, first and foremost, wants to address the following question. Where did the Rishonim learn that from? It's not explicit anywhere. What led them, again, it's a whole school of Rishonim, to this conclusion, that even though we accept Rabbi Yehuda, we still allow tefillah, meaning shacharis, up until chatzos. And here at this point, the Beis Yosef offers two different approaches. V'nireh, according to his first approach, they derived it from the very halacha of tashlumin. Because the Gemara assumes that Tav Elois Palel, if he didn't daven Shachris, he can mispalel Mincha Shtayim, which implies that, at least in the Hamini of the Gemara, that Shachris is not limited till Chatzos. How do we reconcile that statement with our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Kula Yoma Matzli V'Azli. And he can daven throughout the entire day. Again, he will not achieve the mitzvah of tefillah bizmana, but nevertheless, we have this opportunity to daven throughout the day, and therefore he can be mispal mincha shtayim. Says the Beis Yosef, mashma mihocha, the afal pisha of our zman tefillah, even though the time for tefillah has passed already, we're way beyond Chatzos now, but nevertheless, Kula Yoma Yav Leischar Tefillah. He has at least the ability to achieve Schar Tefillah. He hasn't obtained Schar Tefillah Bizmana, but he has Schar Tefillah. And we're going to discuss this concept a little bit later, that the second Tefillah that he davens, not the first Mincha, but the second Tefillah, that's going to be Schar Tefillah to replace Shacharis that he missed. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says, well, if according to Chachamim, you can obtain Schar Tefillah even after Chatzos, why not apply the same logic according to Rabbi Yehuda? Lo gara kodem Chatzos l'Rabbi Yehuda, in this period of time following Dalet Shos, up until Chatzos, that's not worse. Lo gara kodem chatzos l'Rabbi Yehuda, may achar chatzos l'kuliyama. Kuliyama means according to the Chachamim. So at this particular point, the Beis Yosef maintains that the source and the basis for this ability to daven tefillah shacharis in that slice of time between Dalet Shos and Chatzos is tefillas tashlumin, halacha of Lo ispal shachris mispal mincha shtayim. And therefore, the Beis Yosef comes to draw a very important conclusion. And he says the following. Mashma, I'm skipping a little bit in the Beis Yosef, he says, Deliachar dal chos mispal uschar tefillah mi'a yoivle. He at least can achieve schar tefillah. Just like according to Chachamim, when Mincha comes around, he can be mispal a bimkom, a tashlumin for shachris, and he will therefore obtain a kium of tefillah, although not tefillah bismana. So too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this period of time, up until chatzos. Says the Beis Yosef, v'gamkein tzorch lomar, the ad chatzos shekosvu aposkim, lav dafka. He goes out on a limb over here, and he wants to suggest that if this period of time is the period, what we call the onas mucha lechovas hatfilah, zman leonas chonas hatfilah, then this period of time, which we're carving out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after Dalit shows, is the period of time between Dalit shows and what?
Mincha.
And Tfilas Mincha. That's what he suggests. And therefore, he comes to the conclusion, Lav Dafka, the Adzman Tfilas Mincha Mispal Vaholech. It's not, you're not limited by Chatzos. Yechiel, this was your question of yesterday, but I didn't pay attention to this line in the Beis Yosef. But it comes out according to this approach in the Beis Yosef, if we identify the period of time after Dalit Shos until Chatzos as a Zman Tashlumin, then that Zman Tashlumin, which is called the Ona Hasmucha, that's the period of time between the end of Shacharis and the beginning of Tefillas Mincha.
So
what would be... Yeah.
Gaining a half an hour.
He's gaining an extra half hour. And what would be if he missed that time period until Sheish Umechza? The Beis Yosef doesn't spell that out explicitly. He leaves it to our imagination. But the impression you get is that might be too late. In other words, according to Chachamim, that Shacharis goes all the way till Zman Mincha. Now Zman Mincha becomes a possibility as the Tefillah Smucha, the Onah Smucha for Tefillah Tashlumin. It's not clear, according to the Beis Yosef, in the context of his first approach, that Rabbi Yehuda would allow for Tefillah Tashlumin up until Mincha time, and therefore he extends it, and he pushes the envelope another half hour, as you say, what would be after that half hour? Is that still considered Onah Smucha? That's not clear. Now, the Beis Yosef derives the next Nafka Mina. The first Nafka Mina was whether we could add another half hour. The second Nafka Mina, which you'll see on the top of your page 2, Avalim Hizid, Velois Palel, Kodim Dolit Shos, Eino Mispal Acharkach. The halacha of Tashlumin is conditional on the fact that he was a Shogeg, he was a Toeh. But if he was amazed, then he forfeits his rights for Tfilas Tashlumin. And if that be the case, insofar as we identify the period of time between Dalit Shos and Chatzos as a Tfilas Tashlumin, it's conditional on the fact that he was Shogeg, he was Betoeh, or he was Ba'anus, but not if he was amazed. And at this point, the Beis Yosef makes an about-face. And on the third line, he quotes the Rambam, who says, Avar Ota. The Rambam says he can achieve the tefillah of Shacharis even if he was over b'mezid. And that would seem to completely undermine the entire approach of the Beis Yosef, that the Rishonim derived their conclusion about the possibility of davening Shacharis after Dalit Shos from tefillas Tashlumin. Because if that would be the case, then the Rama would not allow you that extra mileage of mezid. And therefore, it says on your fifth line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ulefichach, the second word in the fifth line, that's where I'd press the return button, lefichach nira loma, and here's where the Beis Yosef takes another approach, and he assumes that we cannot derive this time period after Dalit Shos from the halacha of Toeh, meaning from the halacha of Tashlumin, Shaini Hasam Shuzman Tfila Miha. And this I would like you to underline, we'll come back to it later when we get to the Ravid, which is on the bottom of your page of Parakim Halacha Yud, is going to make a big deal about this. I mean, again, the Ravid was way, way before the Beis Yosef, but I'm saying that this statement of the Beis Yosef, I believe, reflects the breakthrough of the Ravid, that Tfilas Tashlumin is only possible if and when it's attached to a different tefillah, but on its own, independent, it has no raglayim, it has no legs to stand on. And therefore, since this period of time between the end of Dalet Shos and Chatzos is not a period of any other tefillah, so the Zman of Shacharis has terminated at Dalet Shos, the Zman of Mincha hasn't begun yet, it cannot possibly be Tashlumin. And therefore, we have to find a different source from which the Rishonim derived the possibility of davening after Dalet Shos up until Chatzos. And he says the following. The reason why, again, this whole school, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, came up with this radical breakthrough in Rabbi Yehuda's favorite reference is me, the Amri Rabbanan ad Chatzos. The Rabbanan hold that you can daven Shacharis up until Chatzos. Therefore, Yalfinalo, what they derive from the Chacham is ki hechidlo nashvei kolkach plukta bein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. What the Rishonim wanted to avoid, says the Beis Yosef, is creating a machlokes which is from one polar extreme to the other, to broaden the machlokes in which Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have any possibility whatsoever of davening after Dalet Shos. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, go to the other extreme and they say there's no difference between Liachar Dalet Shos and up until Chatzos. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, in this Hava Mina, that's what the Rishonim are trying to reject, would say that after Dalet Shos, it's absolutely meaningless to daven, because again, Tfilas Tashlumin is out, it's not Zman Mincha yet. And the Chachamim, on the other hand, will say that you get the full schar, the whole kit and caboodle of schar tefillah bismana up until Chatzos. That's a very broad machlokas. Hilkach, therefore, says the Beis Yosef, these Rishonim of Atina Blukthutayu, they try to bring a closeness to close the gap between these two polar extremes. And Kuli Al Midal Shosad Chatzos, everybody agrees that you'll get Schar Tefillah even after Dalet Shos. However, the Machlokis is going to be whether you get Schar Tefillah, that's Rabbi Yehuda, or Schar Tefillah Bismana, and that's the Chachamim. Oh. And now, in this new interpretation of what the source is for the Rishonim, for this possibility, he derives the two Nafkaminis, the opposite two Nafkaminis of what he said until now in his first understanding. He says, therefore, number one, even if Ulefi Zeh is Bidafka Kosva Poskim, wait, I skipped something. Where does he say Afilu B'mezid? Or is that coming later on? Just one second. The line before that. Okay, great. Ulefichach, he writes, Yavina Bein Shachach Ubein Hizid. Fine, Rabbi Yehuda will allow you to obtain Schar Tefillah, not Schar Tefillah Bismana, but at least Schar Tefillah during that period of time, even if you deliberately delayed your tefillah until that time period. And number two, Ulefi Zeh, on the next line, Bedafka Kosu Aposkim Ad Chatzos. Now, we're not going to allow you that extra half hour. The Bechatzos Ulamala Adzman Mincha came into Lavzman Tfilu Klau Eina Mispal Bishum Ofen. So it comes out like this. If you're davening a Tefillas Tashlumin breaks a new, carves out a new period of time, which is after Shacharis and before, but up to the beginning of Mincha. That would take us even until Chatzos. But if we're talking about being Memay Pluktayu, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda would also have a Tefillas Shacharis of some sort up until Chatzos, then that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could achieve a Tfilas Shachris up until Chatzos, but not beyond Chatzos. And at this point, the Beis Yosef feels compelled to bring a Raya which he bases himself on the Rashba.
But wait, but that line was according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, in the last half hour, it's possibly Bachel Batal? Even Chachamim?
Well, no, according to Chachamim, you have a Tfilas Tashlumin, right? Because after Chatzos, you've terminated Zman Tfilas Shachris, and then you could have, according to the second approach of the Beis Yosef, keep in mind, he's assuming that the reason why Tashlumin was rejected here by the Rishonim, and therefore even Mezid is applicable, and up till Chatzos, is because we need for a Tfilas Tashlumin to attach it to another Tfilah. Correct?
Right.
That's what we saw. Right? That's what we saw. Let me just read you that line again. He says, Shiny Hasam Shuzman Tfila Mia. That there is a Zman Tfila. In other words, there's a Zman Tfila's Mincha. In that half hour, I don't know if the Rabbanan will allow you. Again, according to the first approach of the Beis Yosef, Tashlumin is much more broad, correct? And Tashlumin could apply even during a period of time which is neither here nor there, correct? Because we're not bound to this statement of the Ravid, which Mirtzem will see in a few minutes, that Tfilas Tashlumin is feasible only if what? If it's attached to a previous Tfilah. But now, in the second approach that the Beis Yosef postulates, that the reason why the Rishonim rejected Tfilas Tashlumin in this context is because it's neither here nor there, it cannot be attached to Tfilas Mincha, then there is no possibility of davening a Tashlumin before Mincha. And Mincha, again, we didn't get up to the Sugya Mincha, but let's assume that when we get up to the Sugya Mincha, we will postulate that the Zman Mincha is after that half hour. I'm not sure that that's the case, but if we assume so, then there's no possibility of Tfilas Tashlumin until after that extra half hour,
right,
following.
But according to the second approach, that he's understanding with Buddha to say that the reason to start Tfilas but not start Tfilas is not in the 2 hours after the Shor Dalit. Even though Yehuda holds that Zman Shachris ends in Shadol, he does not mask him in the Chachamim, but yet there is this concept of Zman Shachat Tfilah not Bezmana, but he's rejecting the notion that Chachamim have any such concept of Shachat Tfilah Yesh, Shachat Tfilah Zmana Ein. Because otherwise you'd be able to daven in that last half hour. He's not letting you do it according to Chachamim. So
right, again,
not the concept at all.
Well, all we're trying to do is we're trying to fill in the gap between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda on that period of time up until Chatzos. The Rishonim found it a little bit intolerable, so to speak. I don't know if you could use that phrase, a little bit intolerable, but at least they felt very uncomfortable to say that in that period up until Chatzos, where the Chacham give you the full schar of Tfilah Bizmana, Rabbi Yehuda would not allow you to daven at all. So we want to, in a sense...
But why not? Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to yield in any way, shape, or form to Chacham? Why couldn't he reject it entirely? Why is it
It's logically possible. It's logically possible, but he says that it was very uncomfortable for the Rishonim to make that extreme machlokas, such that Rabbi Yehuda in that period of time would not allow you to daven at all, right? Because again, we're rejecting Tashlumin. We know that Sof Zman Tefillah Shachris going to Rabbi Yehuda is Dalet Shos. There's no possibility, therefore, of davening after Dalet Shos. That this is the Beis Yosef's presentation to try to find some sort of source for the Rishonim. Because again, there's no source for this halacha of davening after Dalet Shos, before Chatzos. So what was motivating them? And that's what he's trying to deal with. Right, the Shitas Chachamim, in order to bring Rabbi Yehuda a little bit closer on board. What did the Beis Yosef find in the Rashba? So if you take a look, you'll see that the Rashba deals with two different issues. You can really, I believe, split this Rashba into two parts. The first part of the Rashba on the sugya of Tavlos Pal Mincha, and the Gemara vacillates back and forth whether he can daven a Tfilas Tashlumin for Mincha by adding a second Ma'ariv. So the Rashba wants to know, why don't we find a similar concept of Tfilas Tashlumin with regard to Musafim? In other words, if Mincha can be, so to speak, fulfilled, at least as a Tashlumin, in the next day, which is Ma'ariv, then why can't we do so with regard to Musaf? And the Rashba says, from the fact that the Gemara never entertained such a possibility, we have to derive the conclusion that Pshitalei Deina Mashlim Bi'arvis, it wasn't even a Hava Mina that you could be Mashlim Tfilas Musaf with an extra Tfila after Ma'ariv. And the Rashba first gives a few answers, which we'll see in Tosfos, but then he gives his own answer, which you'll see on the third line. Nearly Tam, the Chol Tefilah Shino Sefes Machmas Ma'oras Hayom Ein Roy Lashlima Biyom Acher Shekvar Ovar Ma'oras Hayom. So this is the famous Machlokas, which Amir Tzem will get to in this perek, in the case where he left out Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh. On, let's say it's on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Mincha. I'm just giving that example just to clarify what I mean, that if he adds a Ma'ariv as Tashlumin for the fact that he left out Yalav Yovo, he doesn't gain anything. That's going to be an entire school of thought in the Gaonim and the Bahag and others, and the Rashba at this point seems to advocate in favor of that position. And he claims that Musaf, Tfilas Musaf, has something in common with Me'ein HaMa'ora. In other words, there's something about the day itself, right? We spoke about the concept of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Mechol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me'ein Berchosov, that we have to mention something unique about the day. The Chacham went very far in the case of Musaf, and he established for some reason, we don't know why, we'll get to the Sugi of Mitzvah and Musaf, a separate tefillah of Me'ein HaMa'ora, because of the day itself. The Kedush Sayom, as we said, is identified and reflected in the Korban Musaf, and that Korban Musaf now has its own tefillah. Tashlumin doesn't apply other than to the regular tefillos, the regular tefillos that have Zmanim Kvuim. Here it's not a Zman Kavua, it's Me'ein HaMa'ora. Now the Me'ein HaMa'ora in this case happens to, you know, be very set in stone and very predictable. It's every 7 days, but nevertheless, like the Karbanos Musafim of Moadim and Rosh Chodeshim, we view all of Musafim as one entity, and there is no real set time that's predictable for the Musaf, and therefore for the Tfilas Musaf that replaces the Karban. And so too, with regard to any requirement of Tfila Me'ena Ma'ora, to mention Me'ena Ma'ora. So that's number one. And Bli Neder will come back to this Rashba. Then the Rashba says something else. And if you could fast forward to about four lines up before the end of the paragraph, he says, Umiyu dafka bizman tfila. He says that the concept of tfilas tashlumin applies only bizman tfila. Lefisha kevan shuzman tfila vu asuk bitfilaso chozer umashlim masheta bitfilosof. Aval shelo bizman tfila lo. Shem lokein my mispal arvis shtayim umispal mincha shtayim dekomar lema ta velo ispal shachris kodem chatzos chozer mispal liacher chatzos sinami ta velo ispal mincha choz mashlima kol alayla havi leila meimar. Why does the Gemara, the Braisa, always use this phrase of mispalel arvish shtayim, mispal mincha shtayim? Why not just say that after the time period passed, then you can be mispalel? Well, what's the language that he prefers? Is mispalel li achar azman. Just tell me that after the zman passed, you can be mispalel. And instead, the Gemara uses the term mispal mincha shtayim, mispal ma'ariv shtayim. And that's exactly what the Beis Yosef wants to gain from this Rashba. Again, I don't know why he couldn't quote the Ravid, but he quotes the Rashba. He says, V'achah shekasavti kol zeh, matzasi l'arashba shekos bereish perek tfilas hashachar, etc., etc., Aval shelo bizman tefilo lo, that there's no such thing as a tashlumin which is not bizman tefilo. And therefore, says the Rashba, rejecting the first approach, that from Dalet Shos till Chatzos could be tashlumin, it can't be tashlumin because it's not a zman tefila, we have to assume that Enochinami, it is a tefila shachris. Somehow, even though Rabbi Yehuda puts the limit of tefila shachris at Dalet Shos, he gives you that extension up until Chatzos. And Rabose, just as a side comment here, I'm not ready to learn Kachin with you, but I have a suspicion that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tomid Shel Shachar was brought up until the fourth hour, that's only L'chatchila. B'dievet, if they weren't able to bring the Karban Tomid up until Dalet Shos, they could bring the Karban up until Chatzos, meaning in the halach of boker, right, the tamid shel boker, as it's called, there are two definitions of boker, at least as far as kachim are concerned, and now it's going to impact on tefillah. There's one definition of boker, which means early in the day, the first third of the day, and there's another definition of boker, which means anything that's less than tzarayim, anything less than the second half of the day, and that will take you up till chatzos. In other words, the machlokas between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, which the Ritva only intimates that in his first comment in this perek, really revolves around the issue of when to bring the karban tamid. If you've ever learned, you know, the perek makom shenagu in psachim, you'll see that even with regard to the beginning point of the tamid shel bein arbayim, there are two dinim. There's a lechatchila, and it's brought after the half hour when the sun tilts towards the west. But b'dievet, if they brought the Karban Tamid before that half hour, the Gemara says that you would be Yotze. So again, we'll have to reevaluate all that we're learning in the context of the laws of Tamidim. But Rabosai, what do I want to study with you today? I mean, this was all just a hashlama to what we did on Monday. I want to share with you a very fascinating insight which I found here in the Likutei Biurim in the name of the Merkavas HaMishnah. The Merkavas HaMishnah was one of the great Chachmei Sfarad approximately 3.5 centuries ago, and he wrote a super commentary on the Rambam. He wants to explain on a deeper level, on a more profound level, why is it possible to daven shachris up until chatzos? After all, Rabbi Yehuda says ad dalet shos, and according to the maskana of the Beis Yosef, the period of time up till chatzos for Rabbi Yehuda is not tashlumin. So what is it? You know, he wanted to be mamayit in the plukta, as we saw in the Beis Yosef. That might be a source that motivated them. But what is it all? What is it all about? So he says the following. This mamish caught my fancy. I was thinking of photocopying this for you, but it's only 2 or 3 lines, and it's very complicated to photocopy this gigantic sefer. He writes the following. He says that, again, we have to research this, but he says that, how do we paskin with regard to the issue here we're going to get to, Mitzvah Hashem, next week on Chavav Amid Beis, whether avos tiknum, or tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum. And again, he claims, we'll try to do the research, that the Rambam accepts both shitas. We hinted this last time. And based on this premise, comparing two Rambams, one at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, and one in the ninth parak of Hilchas Melachim, he suggests the following. He says, Ma shekosav a Rambam, Hilchas Tefillah, shechachomim tiknu as ha-tefillos keneged karbonos, Hainu mishum shegam leman diomer sha'avos tiknum mevur shechachomim hismichu es atfilos lekarbonos. He wants to say the following. Again, his language is a little bit terse, but he says that Eino Chinami, the Avos were metaking the various tefillos. However, the Rabbanon took these three tefillos and they attached them respectively to the different karbanos. And he wants to suggest, and I wish he would have gone into greater detail, but that when Avram Avinu established Tfilas Shachris, he says, Tfilas Avram Hoysa Ad Chatzos. Okay, so we have to really analyze that. And he says that from the perspective not of Karbanos, but of our universal definition of Boker, meaning when Avram Avinu established Tfilas Shachris as a Tfilas Boker, our universal definition of Boker is Ad Chatzos. And nobody denies that. Then the Chachamim decided to be masmich the tefillos to the karbanos. And once they did that, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Talmud is only brought till when? Till the end of the fourth hour, therefore tefillah shachris has to be implemented by the end of the fourth hour, keneged the Talmud shel shachar. Aval says the Merkavas Mishnah, Im lo is palel ad arba shos, yochol is palel ad chatzos, not betors keneget tmidim tiknum, but mishum takonas Avram Avinu. And therefore, eino makabel schar shel tefillah bizmana, because that depends on and is reflected by the tamid shel shachar, but rather mispalel keneged Tfilas Avram Shetiknam, and that goes up until Chatzos, because Boker continues until Chatzos. So that's pretty fascinating, and I'd like to try to build on this Merkavas Mishnah, because when I see a breakthrough like this, it tells me squeeze whatever you can out of it. But before we do that, I just want to tell you the following. I found two other ideas here in the Yalkut HaBiurim, which I would never have access to. Number one, he quotes a Rashbatz. The Rashbatz was a late Rishon, early Achron. And he's of the opinion that, like the Beis Yosef's first approach, that the period of time between Dalet Shos and Chatzos is Midin Tashlumin. And he has a hard time trying to justify why this din tashlum should apply even in the case of mezid. So if you want, you can go through this Rashbatz. Second thing I found here is that Rav Sajigon wrote a siddur, and after he compiled the siddur, he decided to use the siddur as an option to debate many other shittos. And that's what he did here. And he writes, Mishalo ispal shachris ad arba shos, lo yispalel, lo b'shach hamishis, v'lo b'shach shishis, v'lo b'chatzi shah rishona, shel shah shviyis, el yamtin ad shei shos u'mechta, v'yispalel shtei tfilos. Rabosa, we finally have a shita that we can feel very comfortable with. Meaning, Rav Sajigon on the one hand maintains that it's too early for Tfilas Tashlumin, because Tfilas Tashlumin, as the Beis Yosef said in his second approach, must be attached to a Tfilas Chova, Tfilas Bizmano, and that's premature because Mincha hasn't come around. And as we saw, that would add the second half hour to post Chatzos to this discussion. And Rav Sajigon says, you're going to have to wait until Shei Shos U'mechtzav Yispalel Shtei Tfilos. On the other hand, Rav Sajigon did not accept this approach that we have to be Mamayit B'plugta, and we have to, in the Merkavas HaMishnah's language, add Tfilos Kineh Avos Tiknum, correct? And leave that all out. We're going to stick to Keneged Karbanos Tiknum. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Karban Tomin ends with Dalet Shos. And therefore, says Rav Sajigon, insofar as we've accepted the Shita of Rav Sajigon, we're also of the opinion that Tfilas Tashlumin has to be attached to another Tfilah. We're not willing to say that there's another concept that allows the extension of Shachris beyond Dalet Shos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as the Merkavas HaMishnah wants to say it, because Avram Avinu's Boker was not the Boker of the Tomid Shel Shachar, but the Boker, Lafuki Tzarayim, of universal Boker, which takes us all Chatzos. So all that is unacceptable to Rav Sajja Gaon. So that's what I got out of the Yalkut Biurim. Now, I don't want anyone to believe that I finished the Yalkut Biurim. What I covered with you on the Yalkut Biurim is about two columns, and he goes on for another 6 or 7 pages. So, you know, at some point, you know, if I had another week for every week, I would go through this, but, you know, that's highly, highly doubtful. Now, Bosa, what I'd like to learn with you today is the Suffolk of the Gemara, which you'll see here on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, with regard to a person who did not daven mincha bizman. So this, if you'll count from the bottom of the page, so in a second, where is it? Should be right after the two dots. Just give me a second here. Yeah. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Does that make sense? 8 lines up from the bottom of the page?
Yeah. Okay. The third broad line.
Ibailahu. Tav lo ispalel mincha, mau she yispalel arvis shtayim. Can you make up tefilas mincha at Ma'ariv? The Gemara says, "Im timtzel lomar." See, I don't understand this phrase "im timtzel lomar," because we just finished saying on the first of the broad lines, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that tavlos pal arvis mispalel shachushtaim. So I'm not sure exactly what this im timtzel lomar here is. I didn't find anyone who commented on it. If I had the ability to do so, I'm not saying I will, but I would cross out im timtzel lomar and write bishlam. That's how I understand the sugya until somebody shows me that I'm wrong. I would say like this: Bishleim, I understand very well. Tovlos pal arvis mispal shachris shtayim, and for that matter, tovlos pal shachris mispal mincha shtayim. That all makes sense. Why? Mishum dechad yomahu dechsiv vayerev vayvoker yom echad. Everything fits into place. Aval hacha, but here in our case where he left out mincha, is tefillah b'makom karban hi, which again is very interesting. The Mekemes HaMishnah would have a heyday. He would be dancing here, because here I prove to you that the Gemara doesn't even blink about the interdependence of tefillah and karban, even though the Gemara is going to have two opinions about that. Amal hacha tefillah b'makom karban hi v'kevan di avar yomo batel karbana. Right, the time for the karban tamid shel ben arbayim, right, the tamid shel erev has gone, and therefore, how can you replace that karban? It's too late. O dilma kevan de tsluse rachmehi. Right, this is the principle of that we had, if you recall, on daf chaf, with regard to nashim, you know, that women are also included in the chiyuv tefillah because rachmei ninu, and therefore kol emas deboy matzli viozli, he can go ahead and he can daven. So Rabosai, I frankly speaking don't follow this gemara, and maybe you could set me straight here. I've been racking my brains on this. I remember learning this when I was a kid, and I also didn't understand it then. You'd think that with the passage of time, you get wise. You know, old wine is good wine, but I don't know. I haven't wised up yet. I don't know. I didn't eat enough potato chips. Maybe I don't know. So what is the Gemara talking about here? The Gemara says that no, there's no possibility of, in the first side, right, there's no possibility of a makeup for mincha because of Rizmana Karban. But wait a second. the Gemara doesn't seem to question that if you miss Shachris, right? Let's see. Does the Gemara say Iboilahu Tavolo Ispaul Shachris? Yesh lo ispaul min chashtayim o ein lo ispaul. Ein lo ispaul min chashtayim because of our zmano. Right?
It's a different korban.
In other words, if the Gemara has a principle called Avar Zman HaKarban, and that's what bothers me, and therefore Avar Zman Karban Mincha, therefore there's no possibility of making up Mincha, why not apply the same logic to Shachar?
But the Gemara doesn't have a concept of Avar Zman, it has a concept of Avar Yomo.
But what does Yomo mean? I mean, Yomo is the Zman Karban, but the Zman Karban ends with, again, Man Dislay, Market Islay, Market Islay, whether it's Dal Chos or it's. In other words, again, what's your problem here? Your problem is that the tefillah has to somehow replace the karma, but the karma is gone already. But obviously, tashlumin doesn't work that way. If the tashlumin worked that way, that the tefillah was meant to replace the karma, then in the case of shachris, how could you have a tashlumin by davening mincha shtayim? Yomo ahin yomo aher, that's not going to faze me one bit, because the yomo is not the zman karban. The zman karban is split into two different karbanos, and the zman of karban tomid shel shachar, zman of tomid shel ben arbayim, and those two zman don't overlap as far as last time I looked. Again, I'm not learning kodesh.
Is it one mitzvah or two mitzvahs?
So the truth is that in a sense, You took the words out of my mouth, but what we really have to get into here is what's called the shrushim of the Sefer Mitzvahs L'Ramba. Is it two mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? Now watch this. The Rambam paskins consistently, with the exception of tefillin, that we always count it as one mitzvah. For example, the Rambam insists that tzitzis, even though you have to put tzitzis on the four knuffos, where can I put this down over here? Am I going to spill anything?
No.
Even though I have to put tzitzis on the four knuffos, the Rambam paskins that it's one mitzvah. The Rambam therefore paskins that even though they were makted the ketores Boker v'erev, it's counted as one mitzvah. Even though there's Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, it's counted as one mitzvah. And you can go on and on and on here in the 11th Shoresh, and he has a whole list of cases where we're going to count two parts, which you and I would have said are independent one another, as one mitzvah. The Ramban asks the following question. He says, tefillin, the Rambam counts as two mitzvahs. Why? Because eino ma'akvim zed zed. If you have a tefillin shel yad, that's what you'll put on. And yet, since you have one ma'isa of tefillin shel yad, and that mitzvah is not ma'akiv tefillin shel rosh, the Rambam agrees that we count it as two mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, the Rambam should have been consistent. In the case of Kriyat Shema, if you have only the possibility of davening Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris without Arvis, that's what you're going to do. The same is true for Haktorah, Faktores Haktores. And in the last three words of the Ramban, in this long, long piece of the Ramban, his critique on the Ram Shoresh Yud Aleph, he writes, Ushnei Tmidim Achas, that we should count the two tmidim according to the Rambam as mitzvah achas, even though that doesn't fit with tefillin, but because it fits the pattern of the Rambam of Kriyat Shema, Haktoras, Boker V'Erev, when you have two maisim, you can count it as mitzvah achas, if einam mi'akvim ze'ed ze'. How did I find this Rambam and Ramban? Because the best way of finding something in the Sefer Mitzvahs, oddly enough, is by using the Minchas Chinuch. Because there's a great table of contents in the Moriah publication of the Minchas Chinuch, and he tells you in his footnotes exactly where to find the Rambam. So the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Tof Aleph in the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvahs Tmidim. Bechol Yom, he writes,
Shinitzavenu sheyakrivu al yidei mesharsi Hashem yisparach shem kohanim shnei kvasim b'dei shana tmimim li'ola biyom echad echad baboker v'asheni bein harbay. At the end of this very long piece, he writes v'haramban chashiv b'cheshven ha-mitzvahs shnei atmidim l'shtei mitzvahs asei. Why? Lefi shehein mitzvah shehein ma'akvos zu et zu. I don't know, the Minchas Chinuch for some reason doesn't add anything here. But again, it might be the Minchas Chinuch will talk about this elsewhere. So that's mitzvah Tuf Aleph. And there in the footnotes, it's beautiful. He tells you where exactly to find the Rambam and the Ramban. So I think what Rabbi Sachtowitz was saying before, if I can try to embellish it, you'll tell me if this is what you meant or not, is the following.
I didn't know about any of this stuff.
That maybe it's really not so, what I said. I mean, to me it was a Dover Poshut that Ovar Zmano Batel Karbano, and Yechiel said no, Ovar Yomo.
Yomo.
Why the emphasis on the Yom?
Because the derivation is because it says, Olas Choresh Bechoncho, Shabbos Bishabato. The psukim that we derive it from speaks about the day. Chorosh bechorosho is an extra word. Shabbos b'shabbato. Avayom batel karbono. We learn it from there because it's an extra word. That goes on the day.
On the day itself.
It's on the day. It's right derived from.
So I wanted to say the following. And tell me if this, if Rabbi, this fits into your understanding. Bishleim, I understand this sugi very well according to the Rambam sheet, which is also the Sefer Achinuch. Namely, that there's one mechayev for both the Tamid Shel Boker and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim.
Like the Storos.
Correct. Like and if there's one Machayev, meaning the Yom itself is Machayev, then in some sense we could say that Tfilo, which is connected Karbanos Tiktum, the Yom is also Machayev. In fact, if you look at the Rambam, I didn't bring it in his opening line in Hilchas Tfilo, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Palel Bechol Yom. As the Rambam says that there is a Machayev of the Yom. The Yom itself is emphasized here. Is Memela, maybe the Gemara's first tzad in this Safeh goes the following. As far as Tfilas Shachris is concerned, if you missed, is Mispal Minchashtayim, that's because in terms of Hilchas Machayvim, there's one mitzvah that combines both the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And therefore, the two tefillos that are connected, the Shachar and Mincha, they really belong to one entity called the Yom. And in Hilchas Mechayvim, I could say that it's still, to some extent, considered a tefillas Hayom. Mm-hmm. So again, you'll ask me the question, but of our Zmana Karbon, Enochinami, we can't, you know, we cannot bring the Karbon Tomchel Bein Arbayim, but in Tefillah, they established halacha that as long as it's part and parcel of the same machayev, and the machayev is, according to this tzad in the Gemara, the yom, therefore it's meaningful to daven it feels tashlumin of mincha feshachris. But the Gemara insists that in the case of Ma'ariv, to daven a second Ma'ariv for mincha, that's already a new day. But the only reason I don't like this pshat, and I'll tell you why, is because... Meyer for Shachas. What are we going to say? Yeah. The Beis HaMikdash, when we say the Yom is Machayev, opens up for business, Mishaher Pnei HaMizrach. At night, the Beis HaMikdash is closed for business. The Mikdash is closed. That's what the Misharim, their job was to make sure that the Mikdash was closed at night. Again, the Emurim and so forth can continue burning on the Mizbeach, but... there's no avoda in the base of Mikdash. So I find this very strange. On the one hand,
the Gemara is willing to quote the
Vayevoker, but it doesn't fit into our perspective. What we wanted to learn Vayera Vayevoker is that there's a halach of Yom as far as both Karbanos is concerned. I don't think that's what the Gemara has in mind, because if the Gemara has that in mind, then how are you going to have a tashlumin for Ma'ariv Shachris time? Narvas, the halacha is that Yom Holech Akar Laila, that somehow the Laila is integrated into the Yom as one halachic entity, one halachic unit, right? One Cheftishal Yom that starts, the kickoff is Ma'ariv, but not with regard to the principle of Avar Zmano, or even for that matter, Avar Yomo, Batel Karbon. The question is, maybe we can offer an alternative derech here, to understand the suffix of the Gemara. And here, Rabosai, I'm influenced by the Merkevus HaMishnah. Perhaps, as I told you before, we can squeeze out a little bit more from this breakthrough of the Merkevus HaMishnah. Tefillah Doraisa is Yom. That the Rambam establishes in his opening comment in Hilchos Tefillah. Now we have Takanos. And the Takanos have to be measured or analyzed from the perspective, you know, looking through the microscope of the Tfilas Hayom Do'oraisa, meaning how do we relate the Takana Derabanan, so to speak, to the Do'oraisa? And perhaps what we could say is the following, that although it's true and our premise is correct that Mispalel Mincha Shtayim, if he missed Shachris, we should in fact apply the principle of Avar Zmano Batel Karbano. Not like we said before, that we can integrate both, you know, Shachar and Ben Arbayim into one entity. That's not going to work for the Ramban, I don't think. At least not comfortably. But the Gemara thinks that nevertheless there's a distinction between one day and the other. Now, how do you reconcile that? If you're telling me that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tiknu and Tfilas Shachar replaces or corresponds to the Tfilah to the Karbon Tomit Shel Shachar, then how can you daven Mincha a second tefillah attached to Mincha as a replacement for Shachris? It's Avar Zmano Batel Karbono, and I'm not willing to say the Yom. But what I want to suggest is the following, that there's another halacha in tefillah, and that is tefillah Avos Tiknum. What tefillah Avos Tiknum means is that the Avos did not want to upset or replace the tefillah d'oraisa, perhaps keneged karbonos tiknum, that would really, in a sense, replace the tefillah d'oraisa. And in that sense, the Gemara is right that it doesn't make sense to go from one tefillah to the other because the two zvani tefillah don't correspond to the right karbon. And that's true not only in the case of mincha, but also in the case of shacharis. But what we do have is a tefillah shacharis that's established by Avram Avinu on the day itself. In other words, what Avram Avinu is doing for me, well, let me put it to you this way. I'm going to say it a little differently. What the Avos are doing for us, the Avos meaning all three, they are taking the Chiyuv Doraisa of tefillah, which is a Chiyuv Hayom, and they're going to flesh it out. They're going to create an entity. In the case of Avram, Shachris. In the case of Yitzchak, Mincha. In the case of Myri, in the case of Yaakov, Arvis. What they're doing is they are splitting up that Chiyuv Hayom by offering entities of Tefillah that are connected to parts of the Yom. But what they're not doing is establishing separate zmanim, right? Like, for example, the Merkavos HaMishnah says, whether you accept it or not is up to you, but just Lishitaso, that even though Rabbi Yehuda, insofar as his understanding of the nature of Karban Tamid, Shel Shachar and its termination point, would only allow you to daven Shachris up until but not beyond Dalit Shol, says the Merkavos HaMishnah, nevertheless, that's only from the perspective of Boker in Hilchos Tmidim, but from the perspective of Boker universally, namely, when Avram Avinu established a Tfilas Shachris, that would extend Shachris, the Boker Tfilah, until Chatzos Hayom. And I'd like to perhaps extend this even beyond the Merkavos HaMishnah, that maybe Avram Avinu's Tfilas Shachris, really, at least in a fallback position, could be extended throughout the entire day. Because again, Avram Avinu, and the same is true for Yitzchak and Yaakov, did not want to sever the umbilical cord that connects us back to Tefillah D'oraisa. they weren't focused on Zmanei Tefillah, they were just focused on creating entities of Tefillah. And we give those entities names, we call one Shacharis, we call one Mincha, we call one Arvis, but really, all of the above are part and parcel of the Kiyum D'Oraisa of Tefillah B'chol Yom. So therefore, Avraham Avinu decided that Shacharis was his favorite period of time. So he davened Shacharis in the morning. Again, the morning here means up until Chatzos. And for whatever philosophical reason, and again, Ayin B'Sfarim, right? Maybe we'll get a chance to look at this at a different occasion. Mincha was the Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, that Sicha was connected to Mincha time, but again, not to Mincha time as a separate period of time. It wasn't that Yitzchak was investing a tefillah in a period of time. That's not the point of Yitzchak Avinu. The point of Yitzchak Avinu is to offer us another opportunity to create another entity of tefillah during the course of the day, and each one of the others respectively gave us a different entity through which we are fulfilling that mitzvah d'oraisa of chayev adam l'spal b'chol yom. The Gemara says, but there's a limit to how far you can go. You want to go from Arvis to Shacharis, Nicha. From Shacharis to Mincha, Nicha. But not from Mincha to Arvis. That's already going too far. Because then you've crossed the bounds of the Chovas Tefillah D'Oraisa. Okay, I'm just suggesting it, you know, not taking any questions. I'm just throwing it out. You don't have to slug me up. You can decide whether you like it or not.
You can have a proof to that, because Avraham Avinu always wanted the Midas of Avraham Avinu.
If you bring a proof, Yechiel, then you can talk.
What is the Midas that we learn from Avraham Avinu? It's Rizus. Before Yitzhak even came around, there's nothing to say that Avraham didn't think that there really should only be one Cheftah Tefillah during the day. I'm doing it first thing in the morning. Doesn't mean you couldn't do it any other time of the day.
Right.
Yitzhak is one who established. No, there could be two also.
Maybe Avraham Avinu had a certain, shall I say, existential connection to the morning, called Zrizus, right? And Yitzhak had, for whatever reason, a connection to the afternoon, and Yaakov to the night. You know, Golos, this, that, and the other thing. I don't want to go into the philosophical implications here, but they were all trying to fit in various respective Chefetz Shel Tefillah into the format or into the framework of the Tefillahs of the Tefillahs Yom. Okay, let me just see where I'm up to here, because I lost my my bearing here. Just 1 second. Did we do Tosis Divrei HaMaskil Torah? Okay, fine. That's an interesting thing. Tosis wants to know how to square Rav with this sugya of Mispal Shacharis Shtayim. After all, Rav happens to hold Tefillas Arvus Rishus. Okay, so Bli Neder, we'll take that up under a separate advice. What I'd like to spend the balance of whatever time we have, maybe 5-10 minutes, is to read with you the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Gimel Milchas Tefillah Halacha Yud. We've been mentioning this Ravid over and over, time and time again. I'd like to see it inside. Ta, says the Rav, lo ispal, lo tefila zuv, lo tefila smuchala, eino mashlim, el achronim bilvat. Keitza, tov, lo ispal, lo shachas, lo mincha, mispal arvis shtayim, rishona arvis, and achrona tashlume mincha, vol shachas, ein lo tashlume, shekvar ovar zmano, v'chein b'shara tefilas. In other words, according to the Rambam, the only opportunity of tefilas tashlumin is to add it, or extended tefillah, shall we say, that you missed to this ona hasmucha, the tefillah hasmucha. But if you miss that ona, you cannot make it up two onos later. The Ravid says, Ra'isi v'daito she'eno mashlim tos ela b'samuchlo, that you can't be mashlim, meaning a tashlumin for a tos, unless it's samuchlo. L'fich amar shachris ein lo tashlumin shekvar over zman. In other words, if you didn't daven the second Shmon Esrei of Mincha, and now you want to make up shachris Ma'ariv time, it's too late. V'das yechidus hi. You know, it's the Ravid, you know, tones down his hasaga. Sometimes the Ravid goes ballistic. Here the Ravid agrees that there is such an opinion, and it has a basis. He's not sure, says the Ravid, that we paskin like that day, that we should straitjacket you to the ona smucha. Look, you know, every time the Gemara quotes the case of Tashlum, and it's always from Shachris to Mincha, from Mincha to Ma'ariv, from Ma'ariv to Shachris. I myself, says the Ravid, I'm not going to tell you, as the Rambam would have it, that you're not allowed to add a tefillas tashlum to make up for shachris on Ma'ariv time, but rather in rutz, I'll leave it up to you to decide lahashlim yashlim. Oh, avalani omer. But if you'd ask me my opinion, he says, leaving out these two opinions that the, you know, one of which the Rambam accepted in the strictest sense, in nizkar b'smuchola, I would say the following. That even though I will accept that you can be mashlim even later on, but it's conditional. You have to have a situation where when he was nizkar b'smuchol lo hishlim ta'uso v'ratzo lahashlim b'muflagos, if on the other hand he reminded himself, says the Ravid, in the tefillah smuchol, and he decides, you know what, I'm not interested. You know, I don't have the time for this, I don't have the interest. And now, let's say, for example, he missed Shacharis, and now Mincha time, he says, you know, leave it out. And now he wants to take advantage of Tefillas Tashlum and Ma'ariv time to make up for Shacharis. He says, in such a case, Eino Mashlim. He doesn't have the right to do so. Bibneshu Bitel B'meis. Now, let's just calculate the mathematics here. According to the Ravid, if a person missed Shacharis, can he make it up Ma'ariv time? The answer is yes. If with barring one exception to the rule, which we want to analyze, you can. And not only that, he used the word muflagos. We'll soon see that the Agos Maimonides quotes Rabbeinu Simcha saying that it could be days and days down the line. Achadus Rei Yomim. Again, we have to see where he gets number 11 from. But he can always be mashlim et tashlumin. And what does the Ravid say? But wait a minute, it's only conditional on the fact that he woke up finally after this toast continued and he said, wait a minute, I got to make up that tefillah. Then he could be mashlim b'muflagos. But if on the other hand, he was very well aware of the fact that he missed b'tos, that tefillah, and now in the next period of time, when he reminds himself, hey, I missed that tefillah and I want to make it up, he deliberately decides not to do so, then the Ravid rejects it. And I don't understand. Again, before I ask my question, I just want to, just to be mashlim something, a dover sholim, let's just finish the Ravid, this already on a different note. Od nirali, and this we saw already in the Rashba and the Beis Yosef, shekol ela tashlum et shamru enam ela im hatfila acheres shabab bizmana ho v'shas tfilahi. Now, let's go back to the previous statement of the Ravid. I don't get it. What sense does the Ravid make? Is this a consistent, logical, integral shita? On the one hand, you're telling me that you could be mashlim according to the Ravid bimuflagos and far away, and that's the shita of many Rishonim against the Rambam. We're not used to that, right? Because Shulchan Aruch doesn't accept that, but that's the sheet of the Ravid. And yet, the Ravid tells me that when I get to this muflagos, if somewhere along the line I was mazed, or at least if I was mazed, let's go literally in the straightforward reading of the Ravid, at least if I was mazed b'smucha lo v'lo hishlim, then he forfeits the ability to be mashlim b'muflagos. But I don't get it. If there's a din of Hashlama b'muflagos, and he was a shogeg, forget about all the periods of time in the middle, correct? Let's just leave that out. Let's just isolate those or bracket those. Let's just focus on the original time for Shacharis, let's say, which he was betos, forgetful, and he left it out. And now, let's fast forward 11 days down the line. He wants to be mashlim for that toes and daven an extra Shmon Esri. So Zeravid, yeah, but not in the case where he woke up mincha time and he decided, let me push it off. But what do you mean, let me push it off? Why is he being penalized if the original tefillah that he omitted was bishogeg, was betos, and the Ravid allows you to be mashlim b'muflagos? If that be the case, why does the Ravid insist that if he was mazed in the onas smuchalah, he forfeits his rights to activate the allowance, you know, the license of Hashlama b'muflagos.
What does muflagos mean?
Muflagos means even an extended period of time later, as opposed to smuchala, right? Right, he wants to be mashlim muflagos. Ain't no mashlim. Why? Because he was nizkar b'smuchala, and he was mevatel b'mezid. You know that little period of time. You know that box, so to speak, in the whole puzzle. We exit out. He was amazed, and therefore he forfeits his ability to take advantage of tashlum. So, Rabosa, I would love to pick this up next week. Now we're tight on time. But I just want to see how the Ravid understands the flow of time here with Tfilos. It seems that the Ravid is not willing to take every single owner of Tfila as a separate entity, but rather there's some sort of an interdependence here, almost like a domino theory. And each Zman lends itself or introduces the next Zman. So Bli Neder will try to pick that up on Yom Sheni. Okay then? Okay.
Now, I guess there's a question on not in the circuit per se, but in the Tosas that's on the page. What is the explanatory concept of that? Tosas is asking Rama Rav the comment.
Which Tosas are we dealing with?
Tosas Brachas Chavarim and Aleph. It's on page 2, the third source from the bottom.
Right. What's the Dibur HaMaskil?
Tavlo
Hispil.
Right. So he brings says the idea that in terms of Rama Rav the comment philosophically shows the kind of kavase b'sure. What is the kind of b'sure have to do with Arvus Veshus? Why is that?
Well, no. As opposed to Dini Mominus, where we paskin like Shmuel. So what he's trying to say is that Hilchus Tefillah belongs to the flip side of Mominos, right? It's not Mominos. That he calls Isure. No, it's Isure. It includes not just Yoredeya, but also includes Arachayim. As opposed to Choshen Mishpat, there we don't have to apply the principle of halacha to Rav.
Right. But somewhere else I saw someone was quoting that Rav here is also halacha Rav Yochanan. Whenever it's halacha Rav Yochanan and Rav, and Rav Yochanan holds it's like Yosavis Chobah.
So for that I would recommend looking in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, under halacha. He's got 50 pages, you just have to find the page where he discusses Rav and Rav Yochanan. It's not that hard. You could be able to
look about it.
Let me
Rebbe?
Yes.
Now that the show's over, I just wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. According to the second sheet of
I have a one
where he's learning that.
So I can go.
We're not talking about Tashluvi. Yeah. We're talking about Tefillah, but Shalom is
not Tashluvi, but it's just Stam Tefillah.
It's not Stam Tefillah, it's Tefillah Shachar.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, if a man has a choice, now he remembers at the time of that in-between time between Dalachos and Chatzos, say, he remembers he forgot to daven Shacharis. Should he avail himself of that time to daven Shacharis, or should he wait till Zman Mincha and daven Al Tashlumin? In other words, which is the better?
Right. Obviously, he wants to avail himself of that possibility because he wants to gain its field of shachris. And not only, I would even go further than that. I would say he's obligated to daven then.
When?
Up until Chatzos.
Not according to the Gra.
No,
I'm just saying.
No,
you asked me a question to Yosef.
But Yosef brings two shitas there.
Yeah, so he.
No, we're talking about the second.
The second shita, so we're up to. Right, that was the introduction.
Right, that's the question. So my question I'm asking is for this reason. I'm thinking that according to what the Beis Yosef is saying is that after Dalet Shos till Chatzos, that you mekayim the general mitzvah of tefillah.
Again, wait a minute. Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
According to the second approach right. of the Beis Yosef, you are mekayim tefillah shachris. Don't say stam tefillah because that gets me very irritating.
No, no, no. I don't want to say that because
if you want to change what I said, you have right to do that.
Hold on a second. When I say stam tefillah, I mean stam tefillah shacharis, as opposed to
okay. Just don't use the term stam tefillah. Please leave out the phrase stam tefillah.
Hold on. The reason I use it is to differentiate it from tefillah shacharis vizmana.
So it's not tefillas v'zachris v'zmana,
right.
But it's stam tefillas shachris.
Again, please, I beg you to leave out the word stam. It's a tefillas shachris shalom v'zmana.
Okay, fine. Okay, I don't care. You're going to say
that. And the language is very important, okay. Because if you use stam tefillah, we're going to get so messed up in this perek.
No. I'm talking about, according to, just very specifically, according to the Beis Yosef. So what I'm saying, what I'm trying to think is that it may be that the Beis Yosef is saying